talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And when it comes to t-shirts, it turns out, Luke has told me, that we don't have any extra large or large. They're going like hotcakes. So I don't mind giving away a t-shirt to the third caller, but it'll be a medium or a small. And I told Luke, for Pete's sake, for this is Wisconsin, we shouldn't order any more mediums or smalls. But in any event, there will be a t-shirt given out to the third caller, but it's going to be a medium or small. We got a lot to talk about. Let's get right to the front lines of history in the making. Ron Johnson, one of our senators, has once again disgraced the state. No surprise. He conceded over the weekend that he had been warned by the FBI last year that he was being used by Russian intelligence to spread disinformation, and he ignored it. He claims now that he thought he was being set up. He doesn't trust the FBI. Now, I want to differentiate this from Rudy Giuliani. There was a report in the New York Times and the Washington Post initially that Rudy Giuliani had been warned by the FBI last year that he was being used by Russian intelligence to spread disinformation. And in fact, of course, he was. He claimed that there's no proof that they ever did warn him. So the New York Times and the Washington Post changed the story. They revised it to say that and just say the FBI planned to do it. He denies it. But Ron Johnson admitted it. Ron Johnson admitted it. And frankly, Rudy Giuliani did spread Russian disinformation. Both of them said that Ukraine, and they lied, had hacked into our election, our 2016 election, and was hacking again into the 2020. That was false. That was just a flat-out lie. Just like both of them said that the election of November 3rd was somehow corrupt, that was flawed, that it was illegitimate, and that Trump won. This is the first time in history that I can remember since the Civil War that a political party has just continued to be untruthful about some very core issues. And with Ron Johnson and Rudy Giuliani on the two core issues, one of them being Russian disinformation penetration of our government under Trump. And then, of course, the other one was the November 3rd election. Now, consider what Ron Johnson said. He said, I was warned by the FBI last year. They call me up and they go, he didn't say, by the way, whether they met or called, but I'll assume it's a phone call. Maybe it was a meeting. That he was being used by Russian intelligence to spread disinformation. And his only response is, quote, I ignored it. It was a setup. It was being a setup for the FBI and Democrats to use against me later. You know, he doesn't like the FBI. He claims he doesn't trust the FBI. He's opposed to the FBI. Word, the FBI are our guys. The KGB are the bad guys. And they've changed their name to three other letters that nobody ever knows or talks about. They are the murderers. They are the thieves. The CIA and the FBI are Americans. They're our guys. Ron Johnson is leaning on the other guys and relying on them. This is wrong. He is representing supposedly Wisconsin and the United States, but he's not representing Wisconsin and the United States. He's carrying Moscow's water. He's carrying Moscow's water. That's what he's doing. They warned him. You know, he held hearings, fake hearings in his subcommittee, and to investigate supposed Ukrainian penetration of our election. And they warned him. They said, that's the Moscow line. That's the Moscow line. Moscow was saying it wasn't Moscow, it was Ukraine. This goes back hundreds of years. Ukraine was part of Poland at one time. Russia invaded it, took it over, abused everybody in Poland. They were invaded by the Russians and the Austrians as well. The Prussians and the Austrians. Prussia, Russia, Austria. Russia is Prussia without the P. And in any event, they're still going after them. They want to invade again. They've already taken Crimea. They're pushing into Ukraine. Biden stared them down and they removed their troops. But they're lying in the weeds. They're lying in the weeds. The minute they think they can penetrate again, they will. And then they just flat out say, yeah, there was hacking into the 2016 election and the 2020 election, but it was Ukraine, our ally, whom we were considering for membership in NATO, really. We don't need Ron Johnson. We do not need a senator from Wisconsin who's carrying Moscow's water. We simply don't need it. I'll tell you, we have three good candidates so far and a couple of others whom aren't as well known, who knows who surfaces, but this guy's got to be beaten coming year in 2022. He's an agent for Moscow. He's an agent for Moscow. And he's not alone. He is not alone. There are other people on the far right of the Republican Party, the NRA. The NRA has been penetrated by Moscow. They went over there. They met with him. Putin has gotten his claws into the NRA, got his claws into the Republican Party, and he'll get his claws back in our government if a Trump or a Trump clone gets in. Got to get the Russians out of our government. Got to get the Russians out of the NRA. Another guy who failed to distinguish himself, a Republican in Wisconsin, Glenn Grothman. Glenn Grothman, congressman from the 6th Congressional District. It's a very Republican district, very difficult to beat anybody who's a Republican in that district. We had a good candidate last time, Danny Cole. Danny Cole fought hard, got some votes, not enough. Glenn Grothman now is campaigning on and boasting about the COVID relief aid going to constituents and restaurants in his district. Word, Glenn Grothman voted against that package. You know, up until now, it's been guys from Alabama and everywhere who voted against it and suddenly go around boasting to constituents and restaurants. Hey, you know that cash you got? That cash you got? $1,400, more unemployment comp. Restaurants get some relief. Isn't that great? I'm in Congress. They don't say they voted against it. They don't say they voted against it. Well, now that's come to Wisconsin. Glenn Grothman is boasting about it, taking credit for it, and saying he's part of the Congress that pushed it through. That's technically accurate. He's part of the Congress that pushed it through, but pushed it through with the Democrats, with no Republicans. So I think at some point, voters have got to sort this out. They've got to screen this out. In 2022, they're going to have Ron Johnson on the ballot. He's Moscow, warned by the FBI. He's being used for Russian disinformation, which is a polite way of saying propaganda, organ of Russian propaganda. And he said that he thought it was a setup, and he ignored it because he says he doesn't trust the FBI. He trusts Putin and their KGB and their KGB successor, who say it was Ukraine. That's false. It was not Ukraine. Ukraine's our ally. And then you have Glenn Grothman in the 6th Congressional District. And Glenn Grothman, all he's accomplished is to vote against COVID relief, vote against $1,400 and the original $600. But right now, the $1,400 going to his constituents and restaurants who are working their tails off on takeout, trying to make a few bucks on the low margin of takeout, trying to hang it together, keep a few of their employees employed. Cash came in, COVID relief. Glenn Grothman voted against it, denounced it. Socialism, socialism. It passed. It turns out it's very popular in the polls. Glenn Grothman then gets up and goes, isn't this great? Look what we accomplished. We accomplished. Look what we accomplished. We got $1,400 in your pocket. You restaurants, you're going to be able to hire your busboys back and your waiters, wait staff, cooks, at least pay them. And isn't that terrific? We did it. Well, no, we did not do it. Glenn Grothman is not we. He voted against it. So, I mean, all you can say to voters is you get this info out. And if they vote for it anyway, with Johnson, they're voting for a guy who's a Moscow agent. And with Glenn Grothman, you're voting for a guy who will vote against any financial interest you have, but then turn around and take credit for it. So there you have it. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.